Okay, so my name is John Hare. I am the owner of Tower Studios and I'm a consultant game designer.
John, just tell us a little bit about what you actually do within your company.
Okay, so I've been in the games industry since 1985, running a small development company which turned into a slightly bigger one called Sensible Software. We went from two guys up to 20, the largest size. My main roles, for the first 7 years I was an artist, on the Spectrum, Commodore 64, then to the Amiga and ST. And during that time, I co-designed or lead designed all of our games. So I've become specialised over time in mainly the design side as the graphics have become more complicated than the machines. So just the focus on full-time design and managing that is what I end up doing. I guess nowadays you'd call it a mixture between producer and a creative director. I also do the business side, so the contracts and making sure you get the royalty accounts in order and stuff. We sold our company in 1999, and I've been a consultant designer pretty much ever since. I've worked with various companies like Codemasters and Jagex and THQ and some other companies, and some smaller companies that maybe people haven't heard of as well. I've worked in the Ukraine with a company called Nikitova, in Poland with a company called Vivid, in Turkey with a company called Sobi, and also I have my own company, Tower Studios, which I'm working more heavily on now. We did three mobile games in the about 6 years ago, which did quite well. And Tower now, we're focusing mainly on iPad, iPhone, Sony Minis, browser, Facebook, the smaller platforms of games. So my job is really nowadays to creatively direct products on small platforms, to do the licensing deals to make sure that we retain some power within the company, and looking at the strategy of how we can do stuff and working with other people to evolve what we're doing with our games, as well as picking up bits of design consultancy when I can. For example, I worked on one of the Doctor Who games last year for a little while. So.
Long and varied career. Mm-hmm. You've obviously seen the industry change. Mm-hmm. What for you have probably been some of the biggest changes, and how has it, you know, helped or hindered the job?
But it's interesting. I started off as a proper bedroom programmer working with my friend from the spare bedroom in his dad's house. Well, you know, and we met each other from when we were at school. We played in the band together. And when we were about 18, 19, I guess, started working in games with Chris, who was my partner at the time. And that was really just, to us, an extension of being in a band. We were just now making games as well as music at the time. And obviously the game side was making us money and the music side wasn't, so we focused on that. So it was very much just doing your own thing. We were very lucky in that we got a deal very early on when we did our own thing. We started off working for another company for about a year, and then we branched out on our own and we got a deal straight away, which helped enormously. And the game was successful enough and good enough that we had something to build on. The real changes have been the ability to create original games. It's the biggest change. So we had, between 1986 and 1994, about 9 or 10 original games, of which about seven of those were number one games. And they were all original. And then from about 95, it became very hard to sign original games, because the bigger media companies, Sony, Bertelsmann, Warner, came in, and at the same time, the PlayStation, the Sega Mega Drive, and then later on some more Nintendo consoles, and then the Xbox come in. And all those things, basically, when 3D graphics became bigger, the development costs went up by a factor of 4, 5, 6, in some cases 100. And so because the gamble from a publishing side on a game was greater because the production costs were higher, they took less and less risk. And they basically saw original games as a risk. So my core skill, this is from my perspective, is creating new game concepts. And more often than not, than being successful. However, you need someone to take a risk on you to achieve that. Mm-hmm. And if the risk is relatively lower, then people are more mindful to do that. Now, what's happened is that there's been a period of about 12 or 13 years where no one was taking any risk at all. You just have to look in the games charts over the last 15 years. There's been lots of sequels, lots of licensed tie-ins, lots of Me Too games, in other words, taking the game and